Hello, this is Tim Price. I'm thankful that you're listening today to the Tim Price Christian Life and Leadership Podcast, and I want to talk a little bit about creating a family mission statement. We'll start here in just a moment.
Thank you for joining us on the Tim Price Christian Life and Leadership Podcast. We're praying for each of our listeners, pastors, worship leaders, student ministry and kids ministry leaders, and the church in general. If you have any questions, connect with us at timpriceblog.com.
Well, a family mission statement can help you focus and guide busy schedules, your duties around the house, and the adventures you say yes to. And so this post and podcast is really about how to create one. And I should be letting you know right off the top that I actually haven't created this yet. I just read a book that talked about how to create it. And so I wrote the formula, the questions down here so that you could take a look at it and so that I could remember to begin the process. And if nothing else, just these questions alone have kind of made me think about the important things in the life of our family together. So you can find this at timpriceblog.com, and it's called Need Focus and Guidance, Create Your Family Mission Statement. A bit of backstory here. I'm kind of going back to the archives of life, but this is still on the front burner of my kids' minds. When my daughter was in preschool, the oldest one, I read something about a family personal acrostic. So we created ours using our last name, and it's still something that gets rattled off every once in a while. So our name obviously is Price, and so here is that little five-letter acrostic that we created way back when. P stands for prayerful. We want to be prayerful people. Pray before meals. That's like a lowest common denominator kind of thing. That's a reminder every time we sit down together that we're going to pray for things. We want to pray before bedtime. Sometimes we pray on our drive times. Sometimes it's been almost always before we leave on a trip or a vacation, or if we're in a ministry setting traveling with the worship team, we'll circle up and we will pray. And I try to remind my girls to pray at night. Sometimes whenever the routine is thrown off and maybe I wasn't home during the regular bedtime or whatever else might be happening, or maybe I'm on the phone, I'll just mention, don't forget to say your prayers. And so that's part of learning and growing, is being prayed for, being prayed with, and learning just to pray on your own. So that's P. And then we have R, which stood for and stands for relational. And relational is all about making sure that we are loving people and that we are knowing people and in connection and community and committed to being a part of family events and church ministry events and just in general, knowing that life in the Christian world is lived out when we are connected. I is for integrity filled, doing the right thing. And we've often heard the old saying that integrity is doing the right thing even when no one is looking. It's kind of the inner drive to do right. And of course, nobody's perfect in this regard. We have this sin in us that's kind of just across the board for everybody. And so we do our best to make sure that we build some boundaries in so that we can continue to be more like Jesus. And we can continue to do the right thing, even when it's not easy, even when it's hard, even when it's going to impact us and make life more difficult for us. So we got P, R, I, and then on to C, which is Christ-centered. And so if our name began with C, we would put this one first, but we have to go with what we have. And so C reminds us that we want to be Christ-centered in our lives. We want our home and our family members to know that we are Christians, that we're following Jesus, that we do that by reading his word, opening up scripture in the mornings, making sure that we are open and available to respond to the call to use our gifts and to be involved in kingdom work. And so we've had that one on the list. And then the last one is E, excellence in all we do. And this one isn't as easy for me all the time because often I kind of, at times, even almost pride myself sometimes on winging it and kind of making things work out, waiting till the last possible second or waiting till closer to the deadline and talking about working better under pressure, all those things. But I'm always reminded of this little phrase that we want to do our very best, even when it is something simple or not very difficult to pull off. In the area of giftedness and area of of life that we often find ourselves in terms of music, we want to be prepared for that and do our best and to use our gifts to glorify God. So this was many years back, prayerful, relational, integrity-filled, Christ-centered excellence in all we do. And then a few years after that, I ran across another little segment of a book I was reading that talked about having a personal mission statement. And so I hadn't even thought of the fact that all these stack up and might kind of be daunting or whatever, but it was a simple process and it was worth the time that it took. And most of the time, we think in terms of mission statements for like businesses or churches or some kind of organization or something. But this idea of a personal mission statement really resonated with me. And I took the time to go through the template and then let it kind of rest and be there for a while. Finally figured out that, tweaked a couple things. And then it kind of became a mission statement that really did stick in my memory. And in fact, I have it on my daily checklist of things that I read through. And it's kind of with me every day. And so you can find that free template and you can actually read my mission statement at the blog post, timpriceblog.com. So after saying all that backstory, I'm not quite sure why I never heard of or thought of a family mission statement. And of course, I don't want to sound, you know, like nostalgic or sad. It might be a little too late for a family mission statement in the sense of like young children and kind of grow up with it. But it does help me think that it might help during this new season transitioning as my daughters are teenagers and moving on to high school and college life, as well as my wife and I, in the transition to adulthood. And so I got this from a book called The Secret to Happy Families by Bruce Feiler. Hope I'm saying his name right. And he lays out what a mission statement can do and how you can design one. So again, as a reminder, I actually haven't done this yet, but I wrote this down so that I could remember it and so that I could use it when we get the chance. And so here's how it starts. It begins with choosing words that fit your family. And then from those words, pick the ones that matter most. Next, you determine the strengths in your family and the things that your family loves to do, the things that are really just part of who you are. And then finally, you identify the sayings that come up often in your family. So here are four questions you can use for that. Number one, what words best describe our family? List as many as you can and then pull out the few that are really at the top of the list. Number two, what is more important to our family? What is most important to our family, I guess we would say. Number three, what are our strengths as a family? And number four, what sayings best capture our family? So these questions have motivated me to think about the core parts of our family, my wife and my daughters, all of us together. And I hope they inspire you to begin thinking as well. Some of the things that just come to mind, just to get my juices flowing and yours as well, is that we want to be a family who is open to the adventures God leads us on. When we have an invitation to serve or to be a part of something, we want to be able to say yes, if it's at all possible. Number two, we want to be a family that's available to be obedient to God's call, and we're not tied down by resource issues or any other kinds of barriers that keep us from being free to say yes. And so that means we want to have finances in order, want to have home stuff in order, so that if there's ever an opportunity that arises for a major life change or just a quick kind of experience in kingdom work, we want to be able to say yes without having a bunch of other factors determining our decision for us. We want to be the kind of family that is interested and happy and looking for ways to get together, to be together with each other and with other members of our family, extended family and friends. And so we want to make sure that that stays on our list of things that we want to do. And then we also want to be available for encouraging each other and to maybe even have the kind of modeling of a family that breaks the stereotypes that siblings have to fight. And they've had their share of arguments and bickering and other little things that happen as you're growing up in a household. But what if we continued to have the vision that as siblings, that they would be encouraging each other, loving each other, and supporting each other, even into adulthood? That's just a few of the things that I can think of. Other words might be commitment, that we're going to stay committed and together. And another word might be faithful, that the church can count on us to be a part of things and to be givers and to be working and to be serving in ministry. And who knows what else might come up from a list and how a family mission statement might be worded, but it did inspire me to think about it. And so I want to encourage you to bring focus and guidance to create your family mission statement. One of the things that mentioned in this book was the idea of kids and their schedules, sports schedules and other activities. And this is a long chapter and I resonated with a lot of it. But one of the things a family mission statement might do is it might help families determine what is most important for kids, especially growing up, active parenting years. Because sometimes I think the cultural push to be involved in everything at a really young age has almost overtaken the lives of kids. And so we could talk all day about that probably and have a lot of different opinions. And I'm not against activities and fun and sports and teams and all that, and recitals and dance and music and scouts or whatever else you're in. But there is a sense that kids are on the rat race from the very beginning, and it's difficult to help them step back and to think about the deeper, more inner, spiritual, and eternal things that are most important, as Scripture says. And so I just want to encourage you to think about the idea of a family mission statement to help bring focus to your life. And you can find out more at the blog post, timpriceblog.com. Well, thanks for listening today, and we'll connect again next time.
We're glad you're listening to the Tim Price Christian Life and Leadership Podcast for church leaders, Christian parents, and disciples of Jesus. In addition to this podcast, which started the Suite of Harvest podcasts, we also host Faithful Friday 5-Minute Devotion each week, and we have the Worship Leader Toolbox for worship leaders. You can find out more about each of these at harvestministryteams.com/podcast.